This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building, baby. I don't even know what week it is. Karen's running late. She white. That's how they do. But we got a packed house. Everybody introduce themselves.
Hey, Matt Ritter. How you doing?
Welcome back, Matt. You've been on before, right?
Yeah, I was here 6 months ago promoting the movie Tasteless.
That's right, yeah. How did everything work out with that?
That's great. The movie's out, getting good reviews.
Nice.
Got my album coming out on Monday.
Okay, and that's what you get to promote too, huh?
That's right.
What's the name of the album?
40-Year-Old Version.
Version.
Yeah.
Okay, so you might get sued.
But you know what? It's like one of those things where you do it because you're like, oh, I hope I get sued. Right?
You're going
like,
to get a call.
That would be the best thing that could happen.
Well,
to me, you know?
As long as it comes out before they sue you and stop the whole
project.
Yeah.
You don't want to get shut down before.
Right.
You want to have a big lawsuit.
Okay, congrats on that. Congrats.
Yo, Andre D. Thompson.
Ray.
What up, y'all?
So this your first time on the show?
First time on the show.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell the people what you do then. Tell them who you are, what you're about.
Stand-up comedian from New York.
There you go. Born and raised here?
Born and raised here.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Okay, just
sure. Born in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Brooklyn Jewish Hospital. That's where I came out.
Yeah, you already know. Close to McNaughton, that dirty shit. Yeah. Yeah.
How long you been doing comedy, Dre?
8 years now.
There you go. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Nice. Jax?
What'd it do? Jackie Fabulous.
Jax.
Hey. First time on the show.
I
met you like, 4 days ago?
Five, maybe.
And my comedy album coming out March 3rd.
Nice.
Right now is the whole thing's playing on Pandora.
And what's the name of it?
Jackie Fabulous, Fabulously Naughty.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Where did you tape that? In the city?
At the Comedy and Magic Club in L.A.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
How was it? You live in L.A.?
I used to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to.
How long were you in L.A.?
20 years.
Damn, oh, Jack.
Yeah, 20.
That's a long time.
That's more than almost half my life.
Shit, you've been out there as long as you've been out here.
Well, I was born and raised here.
But
I left when I was 29. I moved back 2 months ago.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. How was that experience, that whole L.A.?
I loved it.
I love it, too. I like it in doses, though. I don't know if I can be there for 20 years.
I know why it sucks, and I know why New York sucks.
You spend
enough time in both, you know why both are shitholes.
Yeah, I've been there for 10 years now, and I'm from New York, so I feel like I'm the same.
Yeah, you know.
You know the good and bad.
You know the good and bad of both, and when you can't take one, if you can afford to, you get the fuck out.
Right. Yeah. Now, what didn't you couldn't take out there?
Honestly, I was just feeling kind of stale. You know, I was a regular at all the clubs out there, but I wasn't getting better in my opinion. I was maintaining.
Right.
And I was worried about auditions and my life was too split.
Yeah.
And I wanted to move back so that my life wouldn't be split anymore. Right. I wanted to focus on stand up. And then other things come when that's going well.
Right, right.
So I wanted to refocus my career. That's why I moved back.
And how long you been back now?
October 31st, Halloween.
Halloween.
I just got back.
Okay, welcome back. My white daughter just got in here.
Hi, nerds.
Sit your ass down somewhere.
I'm not white. Jews aren't white in town.
Jews are definitely white on the Upper West Side. Yeah, so a lot going on. Who killed a Pop Smoke?
Oh, God, that shit hurt.
Who killed him, Dre?
Damn,
you all Brooklyn
son.
Is Brooklynette. What's the word on the barbershop?
I shouldn't be here. I'm from the Bronx. It's too much Brooklyn energy.
If you're too old, you don't even know who Pop Smoke is. I had to do some Googling. But
that shit hurt my feelings.
It's sad.
Man.
He was a 20-year-old kid who got shot in his arm.
Like, he just
in started. L.A.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. Who is he?
He just had a hot song, Welcome to the Party, that came out this summer.
Like, was that in Deadpool?
Maybe it was the biggest
song
of the summer.
I'm very devastated in that case.
I'm very devastated.
Yeah, Deadpool was great.
Rest in peace, Puff Smoke.
20 years old, man. How sad is that?
Oh.
Damn, son. It's just like you can never. Every time I see another nigga from the hood make it out and then die of hood circumstances,
like,
gee, you didn't even get to enjoy it yet.
Yeah, man. You gotta solve your problem before you move. That's
every time I try to get out, they keep pulling
that's
me back.
That's a real fucking
you can't
thing.
Bring. You, close that was, your, that you was definitely okay. Gotta that was dead your hood beef. Right?
Yes, you gotta dead the beef
you
before
dead
you leave.
You gotta dead the hood beef before you come out because they just bringing hood beef.
Every time
with
you
them.
Come back to visit, it's a chance you might have to revisit.
I heard
all
he was having
again.
A party too. He's having a party at his house the night before.
And then just, of course, you have
visit.
A bunch of her niggas, like, and then...
You don't let niggas know where you live?
Yeah.
Not everybody nuts? Living the same way like you.
And you post it, I'll be there for Christmas on Facebook, and they know when you're coming back.
Yep. Yep. They arrested some dudes who was into Instagram stealing from motherfuckers. They tried to set up, who was the guy they was just trying to set up? I think
I don't know who's setting up, but
it's
they
a
kept,
baseball
they kept
dude.
Like,
the girl got they caught because of his girl on Instagram?
They were trying to rob his house because they knew when he was leaving and coming because he was posting everything.
Was it like Aaron Judge or somebody?
They knew what jury he had. It was like, look for the one that he had on May
31st, 2008.
They going through his shit.
Like, can I tell you, I got robbed. This is kind of dumb. Yeah. Like I, because of something I posted on Instagram.
Uh-oh. Did you?
I won a free pair of sunglasses because of a script I wrote from Warby Parker. Yeah. And they sent me an email that
somebody
said,
"Somebody robbed you for Warby
Parker. This is a white crime. This is a white crime.
This is a white crime.
What real nigga got good vision now?
Not gazelles.
Luckily, I hadn't given them a prescription yet, so they're just
walking around. Oh, they weren't valuable that way.
No, but so the email said, use this promo code, and it says, the promo code said, Warby Parker loves Matt Ritter. So I was all psyched. I brought my wife. I'm like, check this out.
Yeah.
We're going to go in here, and I'm going to be like, and they're going to be like, oh, how much, how are you going to pay for this? And I'm going to be like, look, not to sound like an asshole, but the promo code is Warby Parker loves Matt Ritter. They try it. They go, sorry,
somebody
it's been used.
It. Yes.
I posted it on
You're
Instagram.
An idiot. You're an idiot.
Idiot.
You're an idiot. You might as well put on your fucking passcode to your ATM card.
You posted your tax return, Matt Ritter.
Him.
I you was put excited.
Yo, let me see your social.
Oh my god!
I think more. Well, there should be more murders because of social media.
Yeah.
There's not as many as there could be.
Well, my theory is
a bunch.
We all could be dead.
My theory is Uber drivers are always robbing people because they have a whole ring. Like every time they know
it can
leaving,
be.
Like they know where you're going.
But a lot more people getting robbed off the internet than you think.
Yeah.
I got a lot of police friends who are like this. Niggas keep putting all that shit on there. And white and black, don't matter. They know when you're on vacation. They say you're supposed to show vacation pictures. After you come back.
After you come back.
Yes.
After you come back, nigga. Not while you're there.
Okay, don't be posting. You never say
she just came back from Mexico.
My
I had her place wrong.
My room is empty. Wow. I didn't want to tell you. I feel like a fool.
I wanted to post. My mother went to Jamaica. My whole family went to Jamaica to visit. I wanted to post. Hey, got the house to myself. And I'm like, no, bitch.
No, you in danger.
I wanted your first urge is to talk about what you're feeling.
Because you're so cool.
And I'm like, no, don't do that. You're by yourself. Right. Are you crazy?
Keep niggas guessing.
Yeah, there used to be that fear. Like, I used to record my grandma's voicemail on her house. You know, she was so afraid. Like, she doesn't even want people knowing.
No, that she's there by herself. Exactly.
Yeah.
People
See?
Prey on people.
Yeah. Smart old bitch. Remember when Kim Kardashian got robbed?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In France?
Oh, yeah. Nobody believed that one, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Everybody thought it was
really?
Like,
I thought it was an insurance scam.
No, they caught the niggas, though.
It's really believable.
No, niggas is in real prison right now, though. So that was a real thing.
She stopped flossing for real like that after that happened.
Yeah, she did.
That's why I go on the internet sometimes and go like this. Off the vacation, then I sit on my stoop and wait for niggas.
What a shotgun. What a shotgun already.
You ain't the mailman, nigga.
Didn't I have that painting? What's that?
A popple, nigga. A nice pop.
Set up a fake beach in the living room. Wait for these niggas. throwing sand everywhere.
How is Mexico, by the way? A lot of Mexicans.
Oh my god! First of all,
that's why I like New
Mexico.
Less Mexicans.
Wait, first of all, there's more Mexicans.
That's why they call it
New Mexico. No, it's new because they put all the Mexicans there. There were first of all, Mexicans are the shit. That's number one.
Yeah,
no, Mexicans are the best
no
ever.
Yeah.
And also, I thought it was gonna be like violent or you know
at Cancun.
No. Yes, in Cancun. There's violence in Cancun.
It hasn't gotten that far yet.
It got killed at Acapulco.
But God bless Mexicans. They keep it away from the white man. And tourists are so safe.
No, Cancun is the safest. Like, Mexicans never seen Mexico that safe as Cancun.
Yeah. Because
they're not allowed there. They're not allowed at Cabo and Cancun.
Cancun's where all the money is.
No, they're not allowed there.
Where the money is.
No, it was lovely. Yeah,
when the money comes in.
Acapulco was like that. The drug war took over Acapulco.
I haven't heard Acapulco in a long time.
Yeah, because it's done.
Since the Love Boat, right, Jackie? Yeah, Captain.
It was like a spring break spot.
When Captain Stooping used to take niggas there, Jack, I know you.
Acapulco. That was the last time I heard that name.
Acapulco Gold. They don't even sell that Acapulco Gold anymore.
Because Acapulco was like, you know, like Miami or like the
Caribbean.
You don't
see it on any travel sites, nothing at all. Acapulco.
Because the drug war completely wiped out Acapulco.
Wow, this is amazing. I learned something.
Yeah, because my father-in-law, we were in Mexico. He's like, I want to get Acapulco Gold. And then the guy was like, Acapulco's gone, man.
Wait a minute, what do you mean gone?
Like, the drug
gone
war
for
white
people.
Like,
white people don't go there anymore. Like, it's still there.
I was like, wait a minute.
It's still there.
It's just gone for me.
White people don't go there anymore.
It's just gone for me. I wiped it
it's
off
like
the map.
It's like a black mall, if you will.
I put a little scratch off on the map over Acapulco, you know?
Oh,
It did leave.
You son of a bitch. I'm too tan for this. I'll melt it right away.
You look kind of red, too. You look Mexico red.
I know. I'm so Mexican
now. That's
your
new rap name.
Mexico was the fucking best. Anytime we had to go through a place that was just Mexican, we took a plane. We weren't in Mexico.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Exactly.
The green zone.
We had one night in Cancun.
Okay.
In this like cool hotel, and then because we wanted to get an early start on Airbnb in Mujeres, called Isla Mujeres.
Yes.
Do you know the Seashell House?
Yes.
Okay, so we're at the Seashell House. Okay,
that's
it's
nice too. That's
so it's a giant
protected.
Shell.
I'm going in April. I want to write this down.
It is, it was a dream come true. It was a giant shell.
See, white people go to Mexico and stay away
from
Mexico.
Let me tell my white stories about being
Mexicans,
protected by my shell.
She's like, Mexicans are so nice the way I didn't meet them. Had nothing to do with them.
Listen, the four Mexicans that I spoke to were so delightful.
They traveled for a warmer New York.
They were so nice. The Shell House is a giant shell. It's the whitest thing you can do is like go crawl inside a shell and stay there. It's a huge shell. Everything's a shell. The sink's a shell. Everything's a shell. And then the bed is a shell. And then there's another shell. Oh, we got fucking trashed. And then this is a secret between us. We figured we were very sneaky and clever and like geniuses, basically.
I'm about to say,
we figured out how to bring.
You didn't figure anything out.
So we schemed and we plotted and we whitened ourselves up.
There you go.
We snuck right through the border, and then whatever we didn't use, we just threw away because I'm not doing that. It's not going to protect me on the way
back. I have thrown out a lot of good stuff because I'm like, not going to do it.
Okay, I hope I can make the plane. Because I'm down in all this stuff. I'm leaving nothing for the natives. I'm rolling joints this thick, nigga.
They got like white Henny in his bag.
I've been packing to leave and getting smoking everything before the car comes. I'm like, nope, nobody's getting this.
Up to the airport, I'm rolling in there.
We couldn't finish.
Top a block from the airport to smoke the rest with the driver.
We didn't even finish. We were just went to whitely throw it away.
They ate everything before you gotta go.
Right. No, we tried. We tried. We actually like overdid it.
Did y'all hit the pharmaceuticals? Because I always hit the pharmacy.
Yeah,
like
but I didn't realize until after we hit the pharmacy. It could have gone back, but I just didn't.
I need
didn't.
My Addies. They got, I need my motherfucking
I
whatever
didn't.
Dick pills I want.
I should have gotten my dick pills. I should have
gotten
for my
dick. Addies.
I should have gotten my
everything.
You know they just sell morphine just like in the pharmacy?
You get an erection right here.
I mean, you have to be a genius to get Adderall here.
Right.
But yeah, you
but you want the right stuff, you want the real stuff.
I didn't get anything good. I got like Retin A for my face.
Boom!
I know. I was like,
and you went to the pharmacy.
You went
to the pharmacy.
Yeah, I went to a pharmacy.
And you just got stuff for you.
Yeah, on my face.
My T zone is acting funny. Like we got coke back here.
And I said no. I said steroids. I will just take my creams.
I want the creams for my T zone.
Yes, thank you. I need.
I'm just like I want my Propecia. You know, like gonna get a little bit of blowy. And
I know it's like that though. I was just only thinking face. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking fun.
Yeah, no. We have cocaine.
Yeah, I'll take both. Anything with ain, I'll take. It.
How but long were you over there? A week?
I was there like a week. Yeah.
My dad ruined
so
a travel destination in Mexico, actually.
What happened?
He's a crazy Israeli schemer. He hired a mercenary army
to
take over a hotel in Playa del Carmen.
Why?
Because he claimed his Israeli
they owed him rent?
Stole. Yeah, he claimed the guy stole the hotel from him and his buddy. So they tried to take it back by hiring a mercenary army.
In a sovereign country?
In a sovereign country. Yeah, it is a movie. My dad narrowly escaped, but all the guys got arrested. There's a huge there's like all these articles. But the best is there's like Yelp reviews of this hotel that has been shut down. It's like, don't go there. There's a bunch of people with machetes.
Well, how long ago was this?
Like 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
That's
I have an article blown up in my house. It says Hombres con Machete.
That's hilarious.
A picture of 26 dudes with handcuffs just in front of this hotel.
The Mexican locked them up real fast.
Yeah, but my dad just, you know, he's never.
Then they have to find out the hard way. There's no kosher meals in Mexican prison.
That reminds me, my last roommate was Israeli, and he killed himself in his bedroom, shot himself.
What?
Wow.
Why?
How loud was your music?
I never talk about him. I got to bring him back.
Duckies!
Did he not know that Jews are kind of white?
Kill you to turn down the Nelly?
Jackie, I'm going to fucking kill myself. If you do not shut this up, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Give it up for Avi.
Give it up for
Avi. His name was Avi. That's
how long did you live with him?
A year of bliss.
Wow.
Total bliss.
And he killed himself while you lived with him?
I was away at JFL and I came back.
Oh, shit.
I was at JFL, I came back, and the police and a manager and his friend knocked on my door. They were like, your whatever roommate didn't come to work today. We want to go see if he's okay. I'm like, you missed the day. Why y'all giving shit yet?
Yeah.
So I'm like, go ahead and look. They went in the back and looked, came out, and they told me that he killed himself.
Was it because he was a comic who didn't get the NFL? And you
no,
did?
He wasn't a cop. He was a regular guy.
He was in the room, dead, and you was already home.
I was home for a couple of hours, wow. Sleeping on the couch in the living room.
You look, I'm so tired.
Yeah, his door was closed, as it always was while he was at work, so I thought nothing of it.
Right.
Yeah. But then I heard a ring. I heard his cell phone ring. I'm like, maybe he forgot his phone. I still didn't have a reason to open the door. I'm like, this is how we do.
Yeah, no one doing that.
Nothing.
Unless you smell me dead, nigga, don't come in the room.
The coroner's like, when the coroner came, she's like, if you had given it maybe 6 more hours, you'd have smelled something.
Ooh,
and then she
quickly?
Was, and then she was like, and thank God you didn't, the room was a fucking, it was, he tore the whole room apart.
No.
And shot himself. No. Like, she's like, if you went in that room, you would not be okay.
Oh, he shot himself in there.
Yeah, wow. He had a gun. Shot
so what happened?
Head.
They had to, when could you like go wall, back?
They did it all today. And that day they went and cleaned up, took out his body. But
and
then
that was it.
He was Jewish, so his family came the very next day and cleaned out everything right away.
Well, holy shit. And then when did you have a new person move in?
And when did they?
I did it. That was my last official roommate.
Oh, so you just took over the room.
No, I was in this apartment 10 years. I had
roommates. I don't think
all
I'm into
time.
Roommates right. anymore.
And I met all my roommates on Craigslist, never had a problem.
Right. When did his Jewish parents break to you that they wasn't paying the rest of the month?
He was on time with cash early, even. Cash. He was incredible. Really.
That's why you know he's going to kill himself.
But then I found out he had an ex-wife and he had a marriage problem. I thought he was also gay. Uh-huh. I thought he was gay too. So I was.
Maybe.
I don't know what was going on.
How long
life.
Ago was this?
This was, 3 years ago.
Wow.
That shit. Just happened. Yeah. Shit.
But the thing is, when he died, I didn't move. I stayed for 2 extra years.
Of course you did. You got that lease already. I mean, why are you... You know how hard it is to get a lease?
Also, you got to like be like the landlord. A little reduction.
No, they didn't do it. I had a two-bed, two-bath, $1,400 for years in the Valley. Yeah. So I was like, I ain't going. I feel fine. Yeah. Negative energy? Nope.
Yeah, fuck a ghost, nigga. You're going to have to pay that half of the rent. You haunt this one.
Did you use the room or not at all?
I made it an office. It was office slash little dressing room. I dressed in there. I got extra big mirrors.
That's like the creative juices were flowing in there, you know?
He was your muse in there after.
But you know why? He was such a nice guy when he was there. When he passed, I didn't feel any kind of ghostly, I want to haunt you and hurt you. I felt like he's gone. And he left
thank
you. Yeah. So I didn't feel a heaviness when he left. Oh. And I had people who were whatever they are in their heads in LA.
Mediums or whatever.
Yes. And they came over. They were like, nope, you're fine. So I didn't leave.
They couldn't
That's
find
That's how hard it is to get a place in LA. Like,
everybody was telling you to stay.
My single girlfriends are like, don't you leave.
It's like, it's eerie in here. How much you pay? $1,400? Two bedroom? Oh, you can stay. No, you good.
You need a roommate?
I'm trying to move in.
Yo.
Like, we need a place to stay. You got barking?
I ain't never have a motherfucker kill himself in my shit.
Yeah,
what's the worst that happened? What's the worst thing a roommate did in your house?
A roommate did in my house?
Yeah.
I got to go back to college.
Like, short of murder. Or maybe murder. I don't
I've
know.
Had, I've had like a little
I don't know.
I got to really sit and figure it
I
out.
Had a roommates
we bought a house that was a senior living center, so I have a lot of dead people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like 50 or 60 dead people.
You
in
never
my house,
had a
probably.
Roommate, Gerard, that was just extra?
Yeah, extra, but not usually like extra. Like, nigga, you bringing chicks over here at 4 in the morning? I
I guess you could
change my condom.
Don't tell her it's me when I come in next.
God damn it, Jack!
What's that's the
word? Did you go to college with me? I don't know. I mean. That had loud music.
I don't. Oh, boo.
I was in college though. It wasn't really like.
Boo.
I was like mad about
users.
Rachel. Yeah. Okay, Rachel was my roommate. She used to leave. Okay. Yeah, Rachel.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Rachel needs to just leave this. But this is a Jewish thing,
what
too.
What is up with Jews?
Just bags of like half bitten like bagels every And then she come in the house and be like this and just grab the bags and all around the house and be like, oh, that's a soft one.
Oh, shit.
That's
like,
hilarious.
You live like a savage.
You a raccoon?
He was squeezing to see which one was softer.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, we track my mom by half eating bagels around the neighborhood. Like that's how we follow her around.
Nuts.
That is accurate.
That's the only thing. What about you? You had roommates.
I just have had roommates have loud sex, I guess. That's crazy.
That's not bad.
That's fine.
It's honestly good.
I've had all the sex. I lived with a good looking black guy for a year and nothing happened. That, up to my grave, I'll be like, I look back at it now, like what the heck? What was wrong with me?
Yeah, right.
but when he was about to move out, then we kind of like kissed and that was it.
Oh, right.
We still were kind of like, did we live here for a year? We need an award. We need an award. We got a Discovery Channel.
See, men and women can be.
Because you don't want your whole
life. Me and Rachel lived together for like 3-4
no,
years.
No.
We never had anything sexual.
You abstain when you're like, this is where I live. I don't want that drama where I live. So we found it like, I'm cool if you're cool because I have to live here.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to always. You don't want to shit where you eat. You know what I mean?
No, sleep someplace.
Also, dick, if you've noticed, is plentiful.
Yeah, and plus you bring your puss back everywhere. to the house, to the apartment. So you don't want somebody there, and you're gonna be like, no, he made out before. And
that's
all
like fucking somebody that you work
with Christmas Eve. How could you? And I'm like, what? It's too much drama.
What about you, Dre?
Roommate?
Yeah.
My mom be getting into shit sometimes.
Okay.
Every once in a while, me and her might argue a little bit.
Moms are a lot to live with when you're a grown-up.
I'm from here, nigga. I still live at the crib.
I moved back. I went back.
You went back home? Yeah. Shit, you smart as hell.
That's right, you're in a boogie down. You in Brooklyn. Where in Brooklyn?
Nah, Queens, Southside.
Okay, yeah. Southside, Jamaica.
Yeah.
You went to high school over there?
No, I went to high school at Automotive High School for first year. That dirty ass place.
Yeah, that was a rough place.
You
ain't never get stabbed in there?
Nah, but niggas tried, though.
I'm sure they did.
On
real shit,
they was stabbed. Oh, it was a stabbing school.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Stabbing school?
They tried
vocational
jump me a couple times.
Vocational schools are stabbing schools.
And I'm a vocational nigga. The next school I went to, the next school immediately was Auto Body, too.
Auto?
It was Thomas Edison.
Edison, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Cypress Hill kind of
area. Off like Hillside.
Oh, yeah, by the Jango over there.
Jesus
Christ,
is that savvy as well? Or is that
that one's way chill, but like
more Puerto Rican mommies in there though. Y'all had more, not mommies,
half. It was like there was a class of hood niggas and then a couple scholar Indian kids.
Uh-huh.
Like these kids, Harvard, like there was a handful.
Yeah.
Everybody going to Harvard. Everybody else, y'all going to prison, nigga. Everybody else.
Extreme.
Yeah, it was like, these motherfuckers is A-class, like, there's like tech kids and coding and shit.
Because they lived in that area, the Indian kids and the fucking,
So you'll be either in the coding, we going to the illest places ever, MIT, and then the rest of you niggas, Harlem. Y'all criminals. Y'all doing whatever the fuck y'all doing.
Great. What years is that? What year?
I graduated 2010.
Okay.
And did anyone learn how to fix a car?
Oh, absolutely. A couple of them is like nice now.
Yeah.
For auto people, they do it the same way, like they'll go by the car companies. So like you
valuable.
See somebody that's
I see.
Oh, this nigga worked for Honda.
Okay.
It's all right. But if you're working for like Acura, you're a higher version.
They should make men and women go to do those classes after school now.
They tried to. There was women in the class, but they don't participate.
Like,
I see girls will be in the full overalls. They come, spray the car a little bit. Yeah. You talking about whatever.
It's a low.
Doing shit.
It's a low ratio. You probably get 10 girls, maybe 2 might be.
Yes. Yeah, out of the 3 women that'll be in it, one will be on her shit.
One is
here, but not many of us.
Yeah,
one is going to be Joe from Facts of Life. There we go.
I'm too young.
I know you
I don't
are.
Know.
You're like, what's a car?
What about Uber school?
Uber school.
There will be one.
Who drives?
Now we got a debate tonight coming up. It's another debate tonight.
True.
Big one.
Bloomberg's in it. In the debate.
Bloomberg's in
it. Our Jew. I'm also Israeli. So
yeah.
Our
there
Jew.
You go. Yeah.
Is a Jew electable in this country, Jackie? Break it to these two dummies.
Is a what?
A Jew electable.
Well, the two Jews are leading.
Why have you only counted two
dummies? No,
you're
president. For the president.
Oh, for the cut? Oh, no. This country is too white.
That's the only time when Jews get reminded they ain't white. Huh?
Yeah. Most of the country
in that White House.
Most of the country is very, 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 very white.
Amen.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. That's true.
That's most of the.
And when
America.
You mean like white, you mean Christian?
I mean Christian and or even independent, but it's Christian or faith based, but not necessarily church faith.
Is the country less ready for a Jew than a gay president?
They don't want they gave half a black. If he was blacker than he wouldn't have got the job.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They don't want Jew, they don't want black, they don't want female, they don't want anybody who's not white. You can't have no culture in your family.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
You gotta be Obama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only was he black, the nigga name was Obama.
Yeah.
You gotta be like dynamic.
But if he wasn't mixed, he wouldn't have won.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah.
I gave money to Kamala. Blacker. I gave money to Booker. I gave money to Klobuchar.
Boo.
Wasting money.
Yeah.
And you call yourself a Jew. A lot of wasted money.
Yeah. A lot of wasted money.
I gave money to Yang. That I'll never get.
Yeah. Yang might give it back $1,000 for everybody.
I was hoping that I would get mine. Back,
right? Come on.
Yeah.
So who are you voting for, Jack? Who do you think you want for this?
Trump.
Either Warren or Sanders.
Yeah.
Depending on how
the weird thing about Sanders is he's a Jew, but he hates Jews.
He does. He's so anti-Jew.
He's a fake Jew.
He refuses
the country.
He's too old. He's too old. That's why I wouldn't vote for Bernie. He's too old.
He's too old.
People who are too old get on my nerves. What are you doing?
Bloomberg, Bernie, same age.
Well, that's why I like Klobuchar. She's the only one in the right age.
Bloomberg looks more youthful.
Same age, because he's got billions, nigga.
You should
Money make you young.
Yeah, he probably has a replacement.
Same age.
Yeah, but Bloomberg has
that one.
Yeah, Bloomberg has a replacement.
Well, Bernie looks like he's about to, you know, go fishing for permanently. Yeah. You know?
Who,
yeah.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Bloomberg has all the rich money.
They said
money
about
parts.
Everybody, but he's still here.
Wait, how old is Bernie?
He ran
how
last time. They said, so he's still here.
Biden's slightly younger than them, I think.
Biden's younger than them?
Yeah.
Maybe a year
They're
or
both
two.
70. No. He's like 77 or 76.
No, 80s. He shouldn't be close to 80 wanting this job. This makes no sense.
I mean, that age is...
You don't know where you are right now. How are you going to...
That makes no sense.
Warren's in her 70s.
I'm imagining the debate, and they're like, Bernie, your turn. He's like, what? What?
That's ageism.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
ageist.
Yeah. And I'm 48, and I'd like to be, I think I'm young at heart, but
that's
I
like
I
saying
also
if you
know,
have a black candidate, all they're going to say is, what happened?
I know my limitations as my age. You got to know your limitations, or even just, it's just not fair. You're just too old. Yeah.
But so is Trump.
Yeah, he is too.
Y'all niggas is missing the whole point. No, it's going to be an 80-year-old in there. Period. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite 80-year-old? Your nana? You want nana in there?
What if I don't vote? How about I not vote?
Not in front of them. You don't say that.
You don't say that.
Not in front of them. We'll talk after the show.
Are you a New Yorker?
Huh?
Are you registered here in New York?
Not right now, no.
Are you registered anywhere?
I was in California.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to do it again.
Yeah, it ain't nothing. You can do that online.
I know.
Take 2 minutes.
I know how to vote.
She don't want to vote.
I registered. You know, I don't like any of these guys. I don't like any of them.
But who got the smallest feet, nigga? You know you have a foot in your ass. That's all you're looking for, small feet. Stop pretending like you're going to get a hero.
You don't know my capacity
Obama had everybody's fool because we was really proud of that nigga.
Yeah.
So now we got to vote for somebody we ain't proud of at all. Zero.
Well, the thing is, they don't, you know, it's like some presidents aren't like Hall of Famers, you know?
Yeah, everybody's
that's what the private. Next one's going to be. It's like,
can I write in my own? No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
What do you mean write in your own?
You can just write.
Yeah, you can just write in whoever you want.
You can just make up somebody.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You can write Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
The monkey nigga, the king. Didn't somebody make a gorilla run for president at some point?
No.
I'm not sure.
I can't say anything.
I'm going to sit this one out right now.
You're about a Harambe type of thing?
Yeah, there was Harambe.
That ran for president?
They put him as an actual ballot thing.
Oh, he probably got like millions.
Where did you see that? They do that. In California, we do that shit where you need like 10 votes to get on the ballot.
Yeah, they do that because porn stars run for governor. But here in a good city of New York.
It'll be Bernie.
Bernie's going to get the nomination? Finally, because he got sabotaged last time by the DNC and the Clintons.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay. I didn't tell you when I met you. I don't really follow politics.
They follow you, don't they?
I'm doing more now because I have to.
You might as well turn around and say hi because they following you.
I'm reading stuff now.
That's how I feel. I don't know shit. My pilot, I don't know.
So what?
You're voting, though. You're voting?
Yeah, like when the rest of my family tell me who they fucking with.
Who's your family fucking with?
I've always
I don't know. Usually Democrats.
Yeah, yeah, right, right, right. So whoever it is. Yeah, I don't. Oh, Bernie hates Jews too much.
Yeah.
I can't with that. He does.
He's
not a fan.
I'm saying he hates Jews.
No, he does.
But like, that's what like the Orthodox say about y'all.
He brings it up without anybody asking.
What did he say? I hate Jews?
But he brings up Israel all the time.
It's not,
he
hates it's not anti-Semitic
it. He hate, yes,
to
it is.
Criticize Israel.
To bring up how much you don't like Israel out of nowhere when nobody asked you is definitely
also everybody he has. Who are his surrogates are all blatantly anti-Semitic.
Who?
Linda Sarsour, this guy Amirzar.
Right.
I mean, look him up. These guys aren't.
So you think Bernie Sanders is anti-Semitic?
Yeah, and
yes,
I don't think he's
100%.
Like. 100%. Listen, he's.
Jew on Jew shit.
Have you never met a Jew?
He's pandering. He's pandering to Jews. He's pandering. He doesn't give a shit about Jews.
Not at all.
He hates. What about his own Jew family? He hates them too?
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
I think it's something going on in the Jewish community where y'all anti-Bernie.
Yes.
And I think the Clintons did it to you. You fucking Clinton whores.
If I was going to go that route, I like Elizabeth Warren a lot better.
Than Bernie?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Come on.
That fucking... What? Kindergarten teacher?
She's actually put in the work. The guy didn't even work till he was 45. He didn't even have a job till he was 45.
I like Jews hate Bernie. Yes. Now I'm figuring it out.
Yes.
That's who sabotaged him and tried to get Clinton
probably.
In the fucking White House.
I would believe
the
that.
The Jews did it.
I would believe that.
Oh,
I would believe
shit.
It. Yeah, I like Warren. Listen, Warren.
It was the Jews,
wasn't
the
it
whole...
Debbie Wasserman?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But
I don't got a group, y'all.
4 years ago.
Yeah, it's only that's one Wasserman. I know it's all the Wassermans.
One Wasserman speaks for all the Wassermans.
Even Jody Wasserman was behind us.
Yeah, the whole Wasserman clan.
Jody Wasserman is the number one Wasserman.
Listen, Warren stood up to the. I mean, Warren stood up to
was
Wall
Danny
Street.
Was Danny Cohen behind?
Yes. All the Cohens and the Levi's.
Who books that?
Yeah. I know one thing. I'm liking Bernie a little more now.
Okay, we're turning
now
on to
now that
him.
I know that he's got the Jews all flustered.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Ooh, that's a good thing to know.
I know. I think we shouldn't tell people that we hate Bernie.
I'm going to let the rest of America
know. Who cares?
He might be
who cares?
Every boss I've ever had, every corporate job, has always been a Jewish person. I feel a little bit of a loyalty to y'all.
Okay, well, then I'd say don't vote for Bernie then if you feel that loyalty.
I'm extra run for Bernie then.
Extra Bernie. You feel that extra Bernie?
I ain't like y'all extra did anything for Obama, niggas. Go ahead.
What?
Don't ask for my help.
What if on the low, Biden is the best choice because he'll get a lot of help once he gets the job?
Yeah,
from
I think
Obama.
there's a truth to that. You know.
No, I think Obama will help anybody who from the Democratic.
Yeah, but Obama, he'll extra Obama help Joe, is Biden.
And Biden needs that extra help.
I don't think so. I think you will.
And plus, ego's a thing with men.
Late night checks. So Obama will run the country through Joe.
Biden will be like, what did we?
Yeah,
Biden's gonna be like, what did we do last time?
Yeah.
What did we do last time?
That's gonna be.
But Joe would like that theme. But yeah. Obama's like, I did my shit.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
I'm not
Obama's
here to...
gonna be in the air like Cyrano de Bergerac, doing the whole presidency for him. He's like, nigga, did you just hear me? Yeah.
He's like, oh, so you dab him?
Stop hugging these bitches.
Do you see Obama at All-Star Weekend? He's not ready. He doesn't want to do a politics. Obama,
why would he be back at that?
Yeah, he doesn't want to do the politics.
He's in Hawaii.
He's out, man. Chilling. He's out.
I think Bernie, I didn't know that everybody, the Jews hated fucking Sanders.
Well, he hates us too.
Yeah, he does.
I never see that.
Because you're not a Jew. You're not, Jew antennas go off every time Palestine, we start shaking. Yeah.
When he says Palestine?
He says it constantly, yeah.
But Palestine has a right to exist. Do we do agree on that, right?
Sure.
I mean, these people, sure.
listen.
Don't bullshit me. Y'all hate Bernie because that nigga's like, give Palestine a piece of land.
Here's the test. If
you hate over there too. I see you.
Lady knows.
I do.
How's every Jewish person hating on Bernie?
Yeah,
that's
right.
He hates Israel?
Yeah, he hates Israel.
Yes, we're trying to tell you. If
when did he say I hate Israel?
Stop. If you bring up Palestine out of nowhere, nobody asks you, just go Palestine. Mm-hmm. Palestine, I'm for Palestine. You don't mention Israel one time. All Jews hear is, I hate the Jews, fuck the Jews, I love the Holocaust. That's all we hear.
But that's unfair, isn't it?
No, it's exactly accurate.
Why is this trigger? Is anything
agenda,
trigger?
You know?
No.
Why is that? It's weirdly.
I never heard that at the top of his agenda. I've been following this thing for 6 years.
Every debate, Bernie has to bring up Palestine for no apparent reason. What? What's Palestine got to do with it?
I never heard him bring it up. But maybe once or twice.
You never heard, you who watches CNN all day long.
Yes, once
never
or twice.
Heard
I heard him say once or twice. Shut up. But no more than anybody else would have said
don't
it.
Don't pay attention.
But even so more to the point, right? Like if black people are telling you, okay, well, you know, we think this about Bloomberg, you know, the stop and frisk really fucked up our community.
No,
and I was like, I don't know if that's, you know, it's like.
No, I would still say use your own fucking opinion.
Okay.
If I
okay.
said.
Okay. All right.
Because everybody's saying, ooh, stop and frisk, never got stopped or frisked. So.
I got stopped a bunch. Yeah.
I did
Is that
too.
True?
Yeah. I did too. Once or twice.
Stopping me, I'd be annoyed with it. Cause
other than
be
the childhood
shit,
I'm talking about like Rudy and when I put that shit in.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You had that happen.
Most people ain't get.
Yeah,
stopped.
I get like pulled over and shit.
Yeah everybody yeah. I've ever cared about black guys have been pulled over on a regular basis.
Oh, definitely.
On a regular basis.
And niggas be frustrated when they pull me over because I really never did nothing. So they come back to my car with an attitude. Niggas be stomping their way back. Guess you ain't do shit. Here's a fucking ticket.
Here's your license.
Yeah, they give me a ticket for like whatever, nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be disappointing to pull somebody over and not
they
get
all
in.
Pull, they only, listen, we get pulled over and we don't just get tickets. Yeah. We get pulled over and they run our records.
Yup.
They don't run your shit. We shit, I should get ran.
They be finding out
that's
what
that's
I
fucking hate,
junior
nigga.
High.
They run all our shit. Not just fucking
they
speeding.
They be gone for a long time back
yeah.
then.
Yes. Yes.
No, when I get pulled over, I run their shit. I go, let me.
That's because they're running your taxes. They go through everything.
They go back there forever.
They be back there for at least 20 minutes.
On my Instagram probably.
Sometimes just wasting our time. You know, sit back there and they ain't doing nothing. It's like a.
I don't get mad because of the cop. I get mad. I'm like, I'm going to be late as a motherfucker now.
Yeah.
That's why you get mad at cops. You can run my taxes and shit my grades.
They try to ruin our day every day, nigga. Yeah.
Anyway, my point was Jews can sniff out an anti-Semite. Bernie is one.
And Bernie's an anti-Semite?
Yeah. Anti-Semite.
Yeah.
You have
so he really has a chance to win.
For him. Yeah.
He can do it. You have to take a Jew's word for it.
We'll
if
figure
a
out
Jew
a way
tells
to
you someone's an anti-Semite, you have to just believe us.
No.
We always
no,
have.
Have
yeah,
no, that's like if a girl tells you somebody's
opinion.
A rapist, you got
to
believe
don't
it. That's the dumbest
opinion.
That's dumb.
Use your own opinion.
I'm going to use the facts.
We know.
That's because somebody says that I can't believe
that. Don't listen to Matt. Don't use your own opinion. Listen to Jews. Jews
understand.
Listen to Jews. Ignore Matt. Matt's going on and on. He doesn't know.
If Bernie can make that whole student loan forgiveness thing happen, I will vote for him and blow him on camera.
Yeah, the student loan disappearance.
Huh?
The student loan disappearance.
Yes,
act.
There you go.
Yeah, these mythical promises.
I've been ducking them niggas for 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Come get it.
Out, so I'm good.
If he just finds a way to make that happen, yeah. I guarantee you he'll win. Yeah.
I'd be like, take that bill off. Come back and get the bucks. I ain't using them. You can take the bucks.
Most of the
yeah, that was Yang's problem.
He
wasn't offering enough money. You know, $1,000 a month. You know, student loans is $200,000.
Yeah. I got loans. I have.
What school you go?
I went to law school in California.
Wait, you did too?
Loans.
I went to law school.
Yeah,
shit.
So I got those bills. I'm never going back.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
You're still paying it off.
Yeah. I'm waiting for one good job will pay those off. That's
right.
That's how I live my life. I'm like, one good,
but you would do
one
it?
Good job.
You would do it? You just take all that money?
Yeah.
Off
job one good
pay
job that pays several hundred thousand or more.
Yeah.
That'll take out the student loans in one check.
Well, they might
that's
just
why
give
we're
you
doing
a,
this, right? To make money
imagine
at some
if,
point.
Yeah, but imagine if you just pay.
I just wait for amnesty every year. You ain't getting none of my money, nigga. Give me that one day where you say, call before 12.
I was like, what if the bill collectors really made you have to pay? Like, you couldn't bury. You could get buried. They put a fucking, what is it? A boot on your casket. They're like, you're not leaving. You in a casket like this,
crazy.
Like, y'all ain't get me.
You
put a
casket.
Lien on your casket.
Oh, I ain't never paying.
I ain't never paying. Yes, you are. Are you not going to be buried?
I think I'm only down. I mean,
there used to be a debtor's
prison. I might
prison
only owe
yeah.
about
yeah.
three grand or something now.
Huh?
Off of all of it.
You owe three grand?
I paid some shit. I paid.
That's it. You're done. So that's $0. Three
yeah.
grand is like nothing.
Yeah, I paid it down somewhat.
By over the course of 45 years.
Easily. My bills used to come in black and white.
Yeah, but now that they're talking about paying, you know, giving it all for free, now it's like you can't pay it off now. You got to wait and see how this.
I
goes.
Well, if they pay
right.
it off for free, then
right.
they automatically should wipe everybody's shit.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck, these new kids get better campuses and free shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
I go back to my university and be like this. When did that building come?
That's
what the fuck? What is all this?
It is fancy now. Yeah. When you go back in your school to visit, you're like, this is pretty.
You got a heliport? I'm like,
good that's thing I paid for this.
Okay.
My high school got a field now and shit. They had niggas practicing in gravel.
Dodging
cars with soccer balls.
They have actual tracks. Yeah. I was like, drag. Y'all were like, run around the fences.
Yeah.
When I was in school, they got a formal Olympic track now, some of these schools.
We had just put in a track in my school when I was in a, they had just put it up when I was a, like 11th grade.
Uh-huh.
They redid the track. And I was like, this is amazing. But why do you got to do it now when you got one more year left? I can't do it.
Really,
the
can't
freshmen,
really
this is all
it.
They know. Nigga. Yeah. They're having picnics out here and shit. We had nothing.
That's
first 2 years was just like brutal.
Yeah.
You would think that it's like abandoned buildings.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
But then it was just Olympic fucking track. And it's like, well, we graduate. So
every school, too.
And then college is the same way. When I get out of college, I go back like, holy shit. Yeah.
They get another building and shit. Yeah, so Highbury look better.
We was in a Holiday Inn, nigga. They had to rent out a fucking hotel to put us because the dorms get fixed. These motherfuckers got high rises. I'm like, this is not, it's crazy.
Like,
it's crazy.
Elevator? Wow.
It's crazy how much money came through that school like in the last 15 years.
Different fucking struggle.
It's nuts. These kids don't. I used to always laugh when older people say, "Oh, these kids don't know how good they got it."
Yeah,
but they don't know. These niggas don't know how good they got it. No.
Yes.
I had to fucking.
I'll be thinking about like when my I got nephews and nieces and shit, and their first phones be an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "Ew, this is a 6. There's a 12." I'm like, "Nigga, you got a touch screen.
Yeah.
You 12. You dumb and you useless.
Exactly.
Your whole being is useless. And you got a fucking master computer in your hand.
And they don't
you still ain't like, learn how to add. Now you ain't got to really learn.
Like my daughter, when she was born, 2007, I was like, I came to a realization that the only president she knew her whole life was a black president.
Yeah,
she never lived under a white president.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is like.
That's
in life.
Hilarious.
Like that kind of. She got so scared when Trump was getting in. She was like, "He gonna make us move to Africa." Somebody in school said it. I was like, "We ain't going nowhere." She really came home nervous, talking about somebody in her class said
back to Africa.
Move back to Africa.
I mean, you know it's in his agenda
I was like,
somewhere.
Good luck, nigga.
Yeah, send niggas back to good weather. I don't know. Africa ain't doing that bad now.
Yeah, if he president, I'll welcome Africa as a future.
That's it. I ain't mad.
Why was there so much gravel at every school? Why do they use gravel everywhere?
Because stones cost money.
Yeah.
Gravel's dirt.
Cheap. Yeah. Remember you fall on gravel, you get that gravel?
You trip.
The cherry. You get the cherry shit.
That shit, yep.
That cherry burn.
Every kid has gravel.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, that sweet cherry burn. Then your knees and you use that sweet cherry burn. Then you got to blow it.
That's the
scratch around it. Stretch around it.
You look like one of those notebooks.
Yo, it was brutal, nigga.
That shit is so true. Yeah.
Hood playing. We played inside abandoned buildings across the street from my junior high school, IS-271. But it was fun.
We played football in the street.
We played sewer to sewer.
Like,
yeah, we played sewer to sewer.
Hop, you better jump, dodge that car, nigga. Yeah. I hit my head on the hubcap, cracked the hubcap.
Oh, nigga, I fell on so many bumpers and head,
Jesus.
And shoulder.
That is a very stabby way to live.
That's what you did to stay from getting stabbed.
Yep. Keep niggas out of
organized
trouble.
Organized sports.
Can you still hop a fence? I can still hop the highest fence.
I can
fence
still hop a fence if you have to.
If you got the motivation.
When panic sets in, I can hop any size fence.
Motherfucking right.
You'd be surprised how fences are easy when you're scared.
It's funny.
That shit is 20 feet high. Yep. And she made it.
She cleared it with one.
Into that like bionic mode, you know?
On the other side with nothing.
I remember one time me and my boys were in East New York, like after school, and we just walking down. Just walking around. Just had a hero sandwich or whatever coming from the bodega. And we come from like basketball camp or whatever. And this dog, it was like two dogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
But one was evil than a motherfucker. And huge. And came after us, nigga. Everybody went, pew, pew, pew. I jumped on this gate. Put myself over. I did one of these flips. And it was like a stone lion or something on the gate.
Oh, shit.
That shit fell, broke. The dogs jetted. I jumped back on the fence, jetted.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I just broke these people fucking $5,000.
I almost fell off a cliff in Jamaica getting chased by some fucking dogs.
Dogs to get you.
Because they got rabid ass dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't no, there's no owners.
New York City used to be like that, too.
It'd be a crew of dogs.
No.
And one leader dog.
It used to be a mob of dogs. You remember that, Jackie, back in the day when dogs used to run in packs around the city?
The mob.
Run in packs around the city.
I think I saw a stray the other day on my blog. And part of me was like, I'm like, I hope they don't try and save you. Because strays can't be left alone now. You can't be a stray in America.
Yeah.
They want to snatch you up and rehabilitate you.
Yeah. We used to have packs of strays running through, nigga. Running through the hood. Yeah. I remember like yesterday.
I was eating a dog
back in the day was easy.
It's just like when niggas come through on motorcycles and be like, this is about how to do
it. It's about how to
do it. All dogs.
That's running
like
that.
Like, oh, shit.
And you can see the alpha. Yup. You see the lead dog.
Yes.
Fucking.
Going neighborhood to neighborhood.
Did anybody get eaten?
No,
I
people,
got bit a little
people,
bit.
People get chased, yeah. But for most part, they were just looking for food and shit and doing their own thing.
Okay. But it feels like there aren't even big dogs like those Dobermans and Rottweilers.
Jesus,
like
those big dogs.
Those dogs
like
don't even exist. I feel like those don't even exist.
Back
all
in
those,
the day,
like,
Rotties were
right. What happened
place?
To them?
Everywhere.
What happened to all the scary Rottweilers?
They breed them down.
It's in your
they don't see them anymore. I see them in the suburbs.
They
don't see them
in these movies now.
Yeah, only suburbs. People have the bull mastiff, the big ass.
Not those Rottweilers, like the scary pair of.
Rotties are beautiful.
Go to Brownsville.
Well, the scary dogs are rich people dogs.
I like Dobermans used to be everywhere, though.
I had a Doberman growing up. I didn't touch it. We weren't friends. I didn't know. My parents were like, we got you a dog, but don't you ever come down here and talk to
me. Ever come
they kept him in the backyard at first. Then they kept him in the basement.
Dogs,
and this nigga ate through the concrete wall and made a hole to the other side. Dobermans are a little satanic. I know that people love them, but every time I see it, I'm like, you look like a murderer.
They snap on you,
it's a wrap. Yeah.
We had a Doberman. Remember the Doberman mix?
Oh, yes.
Like, beautiful dog
who
that we had. We bit
face?
My sister's face off.
Her face bitten off?
My
one
sister
had
my face bitten off. Yeah, well, she had to go to the ER. It was, like, dire. And
did it make the news? I feel like that always makes the news.
God forbid it didn't make the news. No, no, no.
I did
we,
not
it
trust
was like it was
Doberman at all.
No, I stopped trusting this Doberman. And then we had to rehome him because he just couldn't, like, be around. He just, they're not, he couldn't even help being a devil.
Wait, so how badly did her face? Wait, how badly did her face get?
So
her nose came off.
Her nose open from like the whole soft part. So like not the hard cartilage, because that would have been like a surgery. But he got her like the soft nose from the top of the soft to the bottom of the soft and just ripped it open.
And
it was so bad.
Respect dogs. So
but the worst part of it is the dog posted pictures on Instagram. What kind of dog it is?
The dog held up that nose.
I was watching Criminal Minds, and there was one Shamar Moore chase scene, and he found the criminal, but he was in the door, and there was a Rottweiler in the door crack. All you had to do was shoot the dog, and the guy he wanted to get was right there.
Absolutely.
I'm like,
not.
But that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm like, in the real world, I'm like, that dog is the only thing keeping me away from the rest of this motherfucker.
So he
the dog
ran
gotta
away.
Go. Is that not the real world now anymore? He didn't want to hurt the dog, so the guy got
Oh, that is not a cop in any world.
I was like, what world is this? He got to go. This
that's
dog is
some
gone.
Bullshit.
Niggas don't want to see a dog get hurt.
No, not on TV.
Not
anymore.
On TV.
Not anymore. No.
He got the guy at the end, or did he just concentrate?
Yeah, he jumped out the window after the guy, but it took a long. He had to run after him.
Did he get the dog a forever home?
Probably pissed that the dog made him have to run.
Did the dog get a forever home? Put bullets in that nigga.
Exactly.
I just got chased by a pit the other day when I was going home.
How?
Nigga, I live in Southside. It's still
that's still
the regular old hood. There's pit bulls all over the place, and it was a big one. This nigga is an adult, strong.
Was it nighttime?
Nah, daylight. They just let him
walk around.
He just walks around.
Yeah.
He has no owner. He's just a loose dog.
Nah, he like punked me though. He like chased me a little bit.
And then it's
saw
like,
when I got to my door and like turned and laughed a little bit.
Like, he was like, bitch ass nigga.
He walks around the whole neighborhood doing all day long.
Guys, he caught me.
I have a luxury French bulldog. I've got one of those little ones. It's kind of embarrassing and sweet.
You got a good respiratory system.
Yeah, actually, because
they try to breed that out of
small.
Them.
Like, yeah. I think she's better.
The small ones breed better because they bred them like that.
Yeah.
I want a Yorkie. I want a little.
I had a Yorkie for 15 years.
Oh, what happened?
He died. No. Police.
No. Yeah, almost started crying. No,
he died in 2010. I had him since 95.
Aww. That's a good run.
Yeah,
though.
That was a great run.
Where'd you get him?
In Maryland when I was in college. Got it for a girlfriend. She lasted 2 years. Dog lasted 15.
Aww.
But you know. It's a great dog. You remember Stuffin'?
I remember Stuffin'.
Yeah, he was the best dog.
Yeah, Stuffin' was a sweetie.
He
I
was
only remember
the smartest
Stuffin'
dog. That's
old.
Why I can't fuck with dogs now.
Why? Because
he was just too smart. He's listen. When I talk to dogs now, I'd be like, ah, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't you speak English? He's just barking shit.
No, but I hear you. You get a good one. You don't like. I don't know if I'll get another one.
It's
this
hard.
One's great, and it's like I would rather just try and clone her somehow.
It's been 10 years since I had that dog, and I'd be like, dogs sat at other dogs, but I'd be like, these dogs are dumb as fuck.
That's crazy.
I remember I used to have a dog. The dog sit when my dog was still alive, and me and my dog are sitting like on a couch looking at another dog running around like this,
judging him.
What's this nigga doing? Your bow's there, stupid. He's like, we gotta get this thing out of here. It's hard to get another dog, nigga. We judge dogs like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
We walk up the street and be like, yeah.
Look at this nigga. Peasants.
Peasants. Even when people just try to hug him, we'd be like that.
If you got a new dog, you'd think that your dog was a genius dog.
Huh?
You if you got a new dog, you'd think the dog was a genius.
If I get it, if it's really a smart dog, maybe. Like if somebody had it before then died and had to, something like that. Or if I had got it from the beginning and had to and put it in.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how I did it. I had the dog from six weeks old to 15. So that nigga saw me fuck a lot. Woo, that nigga knew when it was fucking time. You're like this. I'm in the room watching TV. I'm gonna make a pizza. You want pizza?
My dog loves getting in on the action, though.
Huh?
Your dog didn't like getting in on
No.
Wait,
what? No.
Matthew, what?
Yeah, what?
Here we go. Peanut butter's coming out. Go ahead.
No, peanut butter. My dog just likes. Over that. My dog likes licking my feet.
And you don't trust Bernie. Let's hear that.
Hell no.
And Bernie's the problem.
Matt, you are the human. You can put a stop to it anytime you want. You don't just have to live this life.
You're the boss.
This dog licking life.
It's like saying a 5-year-old won't stop touching my dick. You're in charge, nigga.
You are an adult man, for God's sake.
I like it. I can't get off just with my wife without the dog licking my foot. Like,
okay,
I've only done it in front of one dog, a bull mastiff. Her name was Star.
That's a big dog to do it in front
enormous.
Of.
Enormous.
Yeah.
But me and the guy, of course, he didn't last. But and you fall, I was in love with this dog.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, if this guy is gone, this dog is out of my life forever.
Right.
Still think about her. Never think about him. Wonder how she's doing. Where she live now.
That's hilarious.
How long ago was this?
This was early 2000s.
That was his dog, though, huh?
It was his dog.
Yeah.
And the dog was overly energetic and just wasn't trained at all. But when I talked to her, she would shut up and sit down and stop being so frantic.
Oh, she loved you.
We had a bond. When he and I broke up, I was like, God damn it.
Well, she's surely dead now, though, right?
Yeah, 1 million.
She got to be. She was a baby, but a big baby then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't, they're like, their hearts are not. They're too big.
Big dogs.
Yeah.
Gosh, she was
big
such a.
Organs just give up.
Yeah, usually those back legs and those fucking things that carry
so
that blood
specific.
And then the heart.
She would sit on my lap like she was small. Like they don't know
I love
they're
that
tiny.
So much. I know.
That's a good laying dog.
I'm like, bitch, I can't see the TV. But then she's like, I want to sit right here.
No, it's a sleeping dog. It's a, dad says sleeping dog.
Yeah, it's a good sleeping dog.
Yeah, it's a sleeping dog.
Call it a
while. What is the longest amount of, I'm actually going away for 2 weeks, and we were like, how long is too long to ask somebody to watch your dog?
Depends on if they're related to you
like
by blood or not.
Non-related.
Yeah. Are you paying
for
as long as you need?
That's
I
left my girl. I left with her.
Okay, so you got it. So money has to. So money has to be involved.
I mean, money.
I'll watch your fucking dog.
Exactly.
What's the goal?
We'll all watch your dog. What's the rate?
What's a fair rate? Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, look it up.
Spot money per hour.
I wouldn't trust my dog with strangers. I know that.
Friend, it's gotta be somebody close.
But I left my dog with like an ex-girlfriend's mother before, but she loved the fucking dog. Yeah. I had to go fucking
I've dog sat dogs that I didn't care about. Like they weren't like, I wasn't close to the dog and I wasn't close to the person. And I could not have given a fuck about that. Like I did that's the minimum of making sure his dog didn't die. You know, they're like, you need to, right? No, that was my worst fear too when I had a dog. They're like, you need to love it. I've gone to visit cats and been like, you need to hug it. And I just can't. You got to pay someone to feel love.
Yeah.
Even your friends. You got to pay your friends.
Well, if, not, if I don't love the dog, if I don't, it's not about.
No, I know. I don't know what to do.
But a lot of times, if you don't pay and then you come back for it, they're gonna be like, "This, I'm attached to the dog now. I want to keep it."
Because they gave the love. Nobody does that. It's like dogs are so annoying.
That happens all the time in a small claims court.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Go down there and see motherfuckers like this. Bring my cat back, Vera. I just went to Alaska for 2 weeks.
I did see some shit like that. A nigga went away and his she tried to keep the dog and then they were in court and they brought the dog out and the dog looked at the original owner and ran straight to him.
Wow.
And that was the only way that he was able to get the dog back. Because
they'll put people here in here and say, "Who the dog
was?" This is my dog now. If it wasn't for the dog running to him, it would have been assed out.
Little did they know he had bacon in his pocket. Come here, Spot.
Catch Nick.
This will determine who he's with for the rest of his life.
I think I wore my bacon pants.
Bacon pants.
Jews are so sneaky.
Good thing I had on my Spam socks. What? Did Spam make a sock?
They would. Gross ass. Spam gross as shit.
I love Spam. Don't talk about Spam. It's
prison food, nigga.
It saved us in World War II, nigga. Show respect. Got your grandfather do some rope spots in the fucking Far East, nigga. Am I right? Thank you.
Yes,
that's why Spam came back. That's why it's still big in the Philippines.
Oh, shit.
Because troops took it there.
Oh, shit.
And that's how they got it. That's why it's still in like the local food in the Far East. Spam. War.
Spam had history. War. Like that.
War did that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hawaii loves Spam.
Love. Because they got those rations.
Yeah, they got them rations.
Hawaii does. I'm going there next week.
If it wasn't for Pearl Harbor, like they wouldn't know what Spam was. Like
sick if I get on the fucking plane to Hawaii to eat Spam.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Y'all going to feed me
Spam?
Oh, I love it.
What's
the
deal on everybody does?
Oh, I love a Spam sandwich.
Exotic food. I've never had Spam. What's the exotic dish?
In your life?
I haven't either. Jamaicans don't do Spam.
Oh, yeah, Jamaicans don't do Spam.
Yeah, Jews don't do Spam. We just don't do Spam.
Americans do Spam.
Right, we don't do it because it rhymes with Spam.
I've never had hamburger helper.
Same.
What?
Me neither.
Yeah, Jamaican. We don't fuck with that stuff.
Yeah. Like, I would have to convince my mother to get that type of shit. It was like begging. She'd be like, what is this?
Or I got to make it and be like, you can try it.
Yeah, they got to make their own version.
Yeah.
Y'all got left out of shit, stupid foreigners.
100%. I still don't know how to play spades.
My mother still cuts a mango up with a machete. I got a machete in the
I respect that. Foreign parents be like, Doritos? I can make those. Boom, bitch. Fucking boo. Want your homemade Doritos?
You said Florida?
Doritos.
Oh, no, where'd you say from?
Foreign.
Oh,
any foreign.
Foreign.
That's funny.
Like
any foreign. That's funny.
Okay, well, this was a fucking blast. I'm so glad we met. You're a precious gem.
Plugs. Plug the book.
Okay, album coming out the 24th. 40-year-old version. Matt Ritter. One on all my handles. Tasteless is out on Amazon. Thanks for having me. This was awesome.
Oh, just keep going. Andre D. Thompson. Andre D. Thompson on all the stuff. Check out my Fallon set. And
Thanks, Fallon. This is
February 7th.
February 7th. Yes, I did see that. It was great. Yeah.
And they aired it a second time. So
nice.
Yeah, on the 19th tonight. They aired it again.
Yay!
Did you get a lot of followers?
Yeah, everything went up. This was fucking fun. That was
great. Awesome.
Crazy.
There we go. Dick Cox coming in here. He got some drinks for us.
Yeah, it's all Dick
when
Cox
it's over.
Finally.
He's supposed to come earlier, but he was upstairs and we was all down here.
Okay.
Jack.
Hey, Jackie Fabulous. Go to JackieFabulous.com. And because I am on the Jackie's Got Talent tour because I was on America's Got Talent last season.
Cool.
And my comedy album comes out March 3rd. Everybody go buy that. There's something else
What's
coming.
What's it called?
There we go. Fabulously Naughty. And look out for me on This Week at the Cellar on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Premiering this Friday. Will I be on it? You know I have no idea. So let's see what happens.
Okay, check my Insta for spotties.
Oh my God.
Check my Insta. I can't recite them right now. I'm not looking it up. Karen Margolis, Keren Margolis, 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 M-A-R-G-O-L-A-S. And On Tweety, Karen Kardashian, oh, as well. Yes.
Oh my God.
I can't recite it. Yes, you have
I
to.
I love you,
go
and I
check.
Want to punch you in the face at the same time.
Check out
my Instagram bodies.
Jackie,
and my
that is everyone. All my DMs are people saying, you know, I like you, but I want
to
punch you.
But
your
I
face.
Swear to God,
yes.
I want to kill you when I meet
every white woman.
Jackie, you are one of so many.
Every white woman I know, I feel like that about.
Yeah,
I like bodies.
Anywho, thanks for coming on, guys. You guys were great. What we got here? Go to smallworldcomedy.com to see upcoming shows. And, oh, yeah, we've got the new sports show coming on Embassy Row starting in March. We'll be shooting a trailer this Friday, but look for that. Small Ball on Embassy Row, spinoff of Men in Blazers. You guys had fun?
Yeah. This is delicious.
You want to jump on the mic and say something real
he
fast?
Makes a great
Welcome
journey.
Back, man. Good to see you.
Where's y'all?
Shout out to everybody. Listen to Race Wars. It's the best.
Yes,
thank you, Dick. Thanks for the drinks, too. Ain't that good as a motherfucker?
It's Where's the best y'all?
The perfect size cup for a cocktail.
You nailed it.
You like you want to shoot a rap video.
Okay.
Grace Wars, we out. Peace.